Anatomically, the human nervous system is considered to be divided into two parts, the somatic and autonomic nervous systems. All information in the body that you're conscious of comes from the somatic nervous system. All information that you're unconscious of comes from the autonomic nervous system. Memes occupy a fascinating middle ground, a shadowland. When you can't get a catchy song out of your head, one classic example of meme behavior, you are totally conscious of the tune, but unconscious of why you can't get rid of it. This is precisely what the Bhagavad Gita means by the binding effect of karma. You may be completely aware that you have a certain trait, such as being stingy, irritable, easily flattered, or self-important, but you cannot say why that trait sticks to you, however much you dislike it. By whatever name we give them, beliefs are the way we give meaning to experience. They package meaning into the building block of reality. Insofar as we are creators of reality, we use these symbolic building blocks as our raw material. I find this whole field of meme theory immensely exciting because among those scientists who cannot stomach the notion of inherent consciousness, the parallel notion of memes is gaining considerable credibility. A gap is closing. The Vedic rishis had their own model for what happens in the mind field. Thought forms that grip us are samskaras, impressions made on the nervous system by past experience. A young child, frightened when his mother forgetfully left him in a department store, might carry that impression or samskara for life. Such impressions do not have to be negative. A first kiss can, and usually does, form a lasting samskara. The concept of samskara goes beyond memes because it applies to all mental experience. Whether they are sensations, desires, or ideas, impressions can go as deep into the mind field as the soul. They constitute the qualities of the self that give each of us an identity we recognize as me. Samskaras can be dismantled or changed only by affecting the right level of the mind. A change at the subtlest level is the most powerful. J. Krishnamurti put it beautifully when he said that the highest form of human intelligence is to observe yourself without judgment. That is, if you can stand aside from how your beliefs are behaving, how various energies of desire and repulsion are pulling at you, how the stored consciousness of memory makes you see the world, you can witness the field itself. This is true enlightenment. In many spiritual traditions, such as Buddhism, the key seems to be stillness, detaching oneself from the internal dialogue whose stream of ideas and impulses comes from the past. Witnessing allows us to see and understand with an intelligence that is contextual, nurturing, holistic, without a win or lose orientation. This gives us a chance to experience the mind field of what we popularly call having an open mind.